When is the last time you heard yourself say to a friend or a spouse or a family member, "I just can't decide"? When's the last time that you remember thinking the thought, "I just can't decide"? That thought is actually a decision not to take action. Is that the decision that you prefer with regard to that particular choice? Perhaps so, perhaps not. When is the last time you remember thinking or saying, "I can't decide"? What was it or what is it that you can't decide about? What is the choice that is perplexing you? The choice of work, the choice of a vacation, the choice of something to buy or not to buy, the choice of one friend or another to hang out with, the choice of where to go or what to do today or tomorrow. I'm not talking here about large, huge, humongous decisions like what career do I want to choose. This particular issue often has a large influence on the tiny decisions that we make moment to moment, day in and day out. When's the last time that you remember saying or thinking, "I just can't decide"? Have you still been unable to decide? Think back. What is it that you are stuck on today? What can't you decide on today? Of course, you may be a person that likes to make lists of positives and negatives, alternatives. A person that likes to investigate and gather information. And that's why you can't decide, because you don't have enough information. We're talking here about increasing the flow, not about good decision making, as it turns out. I beg you to put a preference on increasing the flow in your life. You do that by deciding. Perhaps the decision is, "I'm not doing it." That's the decision that closes out the process, that frees up space and energy for something new, for a new opportunity, for a new activity. Perhaps there is a choice that needs to be made. Today, as you focus on the last time that you remember saying that, be it a few hours ago, a few minutes ago, yesterday, last week, or perhaps longer, as you recognize that decision has not yet been made, as you acknowledge you have been fumbling about not being able to decide what to do, perhaps it's a therapist, can't decide whether or not to go there or not for the first time or for the second or again. Perhaps it's a supplement, perhaps it's a medicine, perhaps it's something to do or to buy or not to do. What is it for you that remains a decision that lingers? You see, that lingering takes up your energy and your sleep when you don't even know it. It takes up the space and the time that you need to commit to what it is that you want to do in your life. Focus on that which you have been unable to decide, whatever that might be. Bring it into your awareness now. The indecisiveness over what to do. Perhaps there are many areas of indecisiveness. Focus on just one. One recent indecision. Now that you have that in mind, now that is within the realm of your awareness, set your intention today to make a decision, to decide. Chances are, if you consider the choices, there is no bad choice. There is just one choice that perhaps is a little better than another. Set your intention to decide, and in so doing, you will increase the flow in and of your life. Decide. Decide. Perhaps the decision is, I'm not doing it. Whew. Finally, that closes out the cycle of that process. Perhaps the choice is, I'm going to do it. Finally, you know what action to take. There is comfort, there is relief in the act of deciding. Indecisiveness blocks the flow. It obstructs our life force. It is an excuse for inaction. Make a decision on that indecisiveness that lingers within you today. By the time you go to sleep tonight, set your intention to have made a final decision one way or another. Finish that cycle off today. Remember, you can always initiate another possibility tomorrow that could be related or not. But for today, finish that unfinished business. Place a premium on the importance of increasing the flow in your life. Let entrainment work in your favor for a change. Allow the increase of flow in your ability to decide to transmute and transform how you are feeling today. The two are inextricably related and inseparable. Work from the outside and allow that transformation to impact your physical body's functioning. Entrainment is magical. Make it work for you today. No medicines are necessary. No supplements are required. No doctors need be present. No consultations with health care providers are required. This is a self-help program that will make it possible for you to feel a great deal better now, today, in the moment. This is Parkinson's Recovery, and this is Robert Rogers.